Unit 2. Tourist Itineraries. Part A. Know-how for tour guides. 1. Drafting an itinerary. Mr. Lin Feng, a guide from Taiyuan International Travel Service, is busy with writing an itinerary. Before he sends it by fax to the manager of China Beijing International Travel Service, he discusses it with his deputy manager, who advises him to take into account the following points. 1. Listen carefully and fill in the blanks with the words or phrases you've just heard.
1. An itinerary consists of the tour title, tour code, day-to-day events, cities, duration, and a descriptive account of the tourist activities.
2. The tour title is an important part of an itinerary, which usually highlights the length and location of the tour. For example, 3-day tour to the Yungang Grottoes.
3. Information about the service standard, the tour standard, standard group, deluxe group, the travel expenses and the number of tourists, etc. is an important part of an itinerary.
4. Day-to-day activities provide information about the cities, tourist sites, hotels and modes of transportation, etc.
5. The descriptive account depicts the travel route and destinations using vivid language so as to motivate tourists to the resort.
2. Listen again and answer the following questions.
1. What is the specific information about day-to-day activities in an itinerary?
2. Why is the standard of service important for drafting an itinerary? 2. Differences in the itinerary. The Browns travel by air to Taiyuan, the capital city of Shaanxi, from Beijing. Lin Feng picks them up at the airport and helps them check in Taiyuan Crown Hotel. Afterwards, he checks the details of the tourist itinerary with the national guide and finds some differences in the itinerary. 1. Listen carefully and match the information in column A with that in column B. There are two extra items in column B.
1. The local guide should confirm the local travel arrangements with the national guide or the tour leader before tourists start their sightseeing.
2. Generally speaking, if the itinerary of the national guide or the tour leader is different from the local guides, the national guides or the tour leaders should be adopted. But if the extra cost is incurred because of the different itinerary, the local guide must submit it for approval from the local travel agency.
3. The local guide and the national guide should have discussions and make a possible resolution to the mutual satisfaction. They must submit it to their own travel agencies for approval.
4. If the new itinerary is adopted, the local guide, the national guide or the tour leader should explain it to the tourists and try to win their support. 2. Listen again and answer the following questions.
1. How do you handle the case when you find the differences in the itinerary?
2. Do you think you need to discuss and settle the differences with the national guide? Part B. Listening comprehension. The Browns are travelling to Mount Wutai by coach. On the way, Mr. Lin Feng introduces the highlights of the holy Buddhist mountain. 1. Listen to the passage and fill in the blanks with the words or phrases you've just heard. Mount Wutai. Mount Wutai is one of the four holy Buddhist mountains where Manjushri Bodhisattva performs the Buddhist rites. It covers an area of 2,837 square kilometres, and its five main peaks, positioned east, south, west, north, and in the middle, embrace one another with broad and plain terraces rather than forests on their tops. That is why it bears the name Wutaishan, Mountain of Five Terraces. 360 temples were built here, dating back to the Tang Dynasty, but now only 47 of them exist. Over the years, incalculable numbers of pilgrims and visitors have come here. Since many temples are interspersed in the mountain, numerous artworks were cared for and have been preserved as sculptures, murals, calligraphy, as well as architecture. Pagodas built in the style of those in ancient India added new types to traditional ones. With the average altitude over 1,000 meters, the summit of the northern peak, which is famed as being the roof of northern China, reaches 3,058 meters. Besides the religious aspect, the beauty of rising and falling ridges of mountains, exotic rocks, crisscross gullies, crystalline waters and towering green forests also gives Mount Wutai its reputation as a colourful and notable tourist resort. 2. Listen to the passage again and answer the following questions.
1. Why is Mount Wutai regarded as one of the four holy Buddhist mountains in China?
2. How did Mount Wutai get its name?
3. How many temples were there on Mount Wutai in history? What is the style?
4. Which peak is reputed as the roof of northern China? What is the height?
5. What are the forms of artworks and landscape of Mount Wutai?
Part D. Situational Dialogue. Pengyao Ancient City. The tourists are standing in front of the city wall of Pengyao Ancient City. The Browns are amazed at the 72 watchtowers on the city wall. Before they enter the city, they take photos. Mr. Lin Feng begins to introduce the tourist site. 1. Listen to the dialogue and decide whether the statements are true or false. If it is true, put T in the space provided, and F if it is false. Ladies and gentlemen, we come to the Pengyao Ancient City. It is one of the most outstanding ancient cities in China.
When was it built? It looks very old and has survived for hundreds of years.
The history of its construction dates back to the Western Zhou Dynasty between 11th century BC and 771 BC. Later was enlarged in the Ming Dynasty for defence reasons.
Do you mean the city wall is used as a defence works?
Yes. It has a very strong city wall. The total length of the city wall is 64 kilometres. It is about 12 metres high and 3 to 6 metres wide on the top.
The city wall is very strong. I don't think it is easy to capture it.
Just like the Great Wall, watchtowers are also built on the city wall. There are 72 watchtowers on the top of city wall and 3,000 external battlements.
Terrific! So many watchtowers and battlements. I think a legion could be placed on the city wall.
Right. The city wall also has profound cultural significance. It is said that the 72 watchtowers represent 72 people of great wisdom. The 3,000 battlements represent the 3,000 students of Confucius.
It sounds great. I heard of Confucius. He is regarded as a saint in ancient China. His philosophy has a great influence on the cultures of some Asian countries.
Oh, yes. What's more, the layout of the ancient city also indicates other cultural significance. Before you enter the ancient city, can you imagine what the city wall looks like?
I'm afraid it looks like a giant dragon. I know Chinese are the offspring of the dragon.
No, it looks like a tortoise.
Mr. Lin, you're kidding. How could it be like a tortoise?
If you travel by plane over the ancient city and look down, you will see the wall just looks like a giant tortoise. The south gate is the head of the tortoise. The two wells outside are its two eyes. The North Gate, the lowest place of the city, is the tail of the tortoise.
That's nice. Why was city wall built like a tortoise?
Chinese think the tortoise is a symbol of longevity because they believe the tortoise can live as long as 1,000 years. People in Pingyao wish the ancient city would be safe and secure for thousands of years.
If you don't make an introduction of the city wall for us, we're really blind. Everything has the cultural meanings in the Pingyao ancient city.
That's why it is one of four famous ancient cities in China. This way, please. We're going to the ancient city. 2. Divide the class into groups and do the dialogue. Pay attention to your body language. Part E. Introduction to Tourist Site. After they visit the Temple of City God, they leave for the Chow's compound. It is not far away from the ancient city, some 20 kilometres north of Pingyao. Now, tourists are standing in front of the Chow's compound. Mr. Lin Feng begins to introduce it with a loudspeaker. 1. Listen carefully and remember the places of interest, events and features of the Chow's compound.
1. The background of the Chow's compound is an essential part of the introduction. The legendary story of the family has been told for hundreds of years.
2. The layout of the compound itself shows the glory of the Chow's family. Your introduction of its layout will help tourists appreciate the architectural feature of the Chow's compound.
3. The compound wall is unique and has profound cultural significance. Why did the owner of the compound build such a high and solid compound? That's an interesting question for your answer.
4. The second yard and the third yard are only some courts in the Chow's compound, but the art of the wood sculpture on the buildings here is best demonstrated. The Chow's compound. Ladies and gentlemen, I am very pleased to introduce the Chow's compound. As its name suggests, it is a big mansion of the Chow's family. The Chow family became rich when Chow Zhiyong began to manage the business, and their commercial influence spread beyond Shaanxi province. But his family began to decline because the Qing dynasty borrowed a large amount of money from the Chows. Empress Dowager Cixi escaped from Beijing after the Eight Powers Allied Army seized the capital. The Chow family donated 400,000 taels of silver to pay for her journey. Later, you will see two tablets set up by the Qing government which mark the merits of the Chow's family. Before we enter the Chow's compound, I'd like to introduce its layout. Otherwise, some of you may get lost. The compound is quite big and consists of 6 main courtyards and 20 minor ones. There are 313 rooms which are set along a north-south axis. If you have a bird's-eye view of the compound, it looks very much like the double Chinese character of Xi, which means happiness and luck. Now we are getting into the main gate. In front of us is an 80-metre-long path which leads to the main hall. At the western end of the path, it is the ancestral temple of the family. This path divides the compound into two parts, the southern yard and the northern yard. Please look ahead. The roof of every house is connected. This makes it easier for guards to protect the compound. What's more, the 140-plus chimneys on the roof are interesting. They are different from each other in their design. The compound is enclosed within a 10-metre high wall. You may have seen parapets and battlements on the top of the wall. At each of the four corners, there is a watchtower that guards the private world of the mansion. Let me ask you a question. Why did the Chows build such a high wall? There are two reasons. First, for safety considerations. Second, for a peaceful life. The host of the compound wished to protect their property, as well as live in a quiet compound far away from the competition of the business circle after he came back home. The girls in the family could not resist the temptation of the outside world, so they managed to climb up the high wall to look at the outside world. This kind of wall is known as Nua, daughter wall, in China. This way, please. We're going to enter the gate of the second yard. If I didn't mention it, you may have missed something important on the gate. The wood sculptures on the gate are carvings of the three gods of fortune, prosperity, and longevity. The three gods represent basic three desires of mankind, so they are very popular in China. When you visit this huge compound, you may marvel at the rows and rows of the traditional houses. But I'd like to remind you of every detail of the walls, windows, balusters and yards in the compound. All of them are pieces of the precious artworks. Now we are leaving for the third yard. Here it is. Do you see something special on the doorstep? This brick carving shows Qilin, a mascot in Chinese culture, carrying a son to a mother figure. The host carved this picture to express his wish of having more male offspring. Come in, please. Here you can see beautiful gold murals under each eave of the yard. Some of these paintings portray fables, and some others depict subjects such as flowers, birds, and clocks, etc. Although they are exposed to the wind and sun for hundreds of years, they are still shining brightly. Have a rest here. We'll visit other parts of the Chow's compound in 15 minutes. 2. Make a simulated introduction of the tourist site and try to animate your introduction using proper body language.